The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 23rd, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Anti-hunger advocates filed suit Monday to force Los Angeles County to speed up processing of applications for emergency food assistance.
Those applications by law must be processed within 3 days, but the county's own data show that between October 2020 and last September, more than a third of applications took longer. That's 54,000 households. Frank Tamborello with Hunger Action LA says the CalFresh program is akin to emergency response.
When someone is hungry, every hour, every minute matters. It's unconscionable that in Los Angeles County, the most vulnerable families have to wait for weeks to get access to something as basic as food assistance.
The county did not respond to a request for comment by deadline, but it has acknowledged that a surge in demand combined with staffing issues is straining the system. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the driver who plowed through a Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha, killing 5 people and injuring nearly 50, did so intentionally and is expected to face first-degree homicide counts. The Journal reports the suspect, 39-year-old Darrell Brooks, recently had been released from custody in a strikingly similar case in which he was accused of driving over a woman during a domestic dispute. A first-of-its-kind survey of the health and human service needs of Connecticut's LGBTQ community published this month. The report released by the LGBTQ Health and Human Services Network. Among the findings, 2/3 of respondents reported concerns about access to health care, including that services would not be LGBTQ-friendly. Patrick Dunns with the New Haven Pride Center.
So every day I can see people walking in the center looking for food, looking for housing, experiencing discrimination in healthcare. It's such a relief to have this kind of information that we can literally go to funders, we can go to legislature, we can go to different bodies, we can go to donors and say, hey, here's your proof. Look.
More than 3,000 Connecticut residents completed the survey. And November is National Youth Homeless Awareness Month. Compared with other Midwestern states, Minnesota has some of the highest numbers for those 25 and younger.
Corey Bushy is with the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, which works with stakeholders in a 12-county region to address the issue. He says roughly a quarter of those served by response programs are in that youth demographic, underscoring the need for more prevention work.
All of that trauma leads to increases in adult homelessness. So if we can cut down this number of 25% of the people we're serving having to be in that age group, and we're really going to be better off in the long run.
I'm Mike Moen.
This is PNS. A public utility in Michigan is launching a pilot program to reduce its methane emissions.
Consumers Energy has what it calls the Enhanced Infrastructure Replacement Program to identify and replace underperforming and outdated natural gas pipelines which emit methane when they are not working properly. Terry Didos with Consumers Energy says it recently launched 2 new high-tech vehicles that will help locate leaks. He says the new vehicles are 1,000 times more sensitive than the current ones they use, and they will provide a lot more data.
They will help us respond more quickly to issues on our natural gas pipeline, as well as make decisions about what pipeline should be replaced.
The Biden administration recently announced intent to restore and strengthen methane regulations rolled back by the former Trump administration. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
Choosing the right Medicare plan can be confusing, and during this open enrollment period, it's recommended folks take the time they need to find the plan that's best for them. Emily Scott provides a Pennsylvania perspective.
When deciding between different Medicare plans, AARP Pennsylvania's Bill Johnston Walsh says it's important to consider how much coverage you're looking for, the costs, and how convenient it is for your personal life. Johnston Walsh says plans that allow you to stick with your trusted doctor or pharmacy are key.
A lot of people like that flexibility, the convenience of saying, hey, this is my doctor. I've had this doctor for years and I don't want to change, you know, or I've been going to this pharmacy and this guy's been wonderful, knows my prescriptions, knows what the interactions are, knows to have a good conversation with me.
Nearly 2.8 million Pennsylvanians are enrolled in Medicare, according to 2020 data. For 2022 plans, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services plans to extend telehealth coverage that became more popular during the pandemic for behavioral health visits. Benefits will take effect on January 1st. I'm Emily Scott.
Finally, Eric Galatis tells us wildlife advocates are taking the U.S. Forest Service to court over a plan to eliminate prairie dogs from the Thunder Basin National Grassland.
Eric Mulvar with Western Watersheds Project, one of the groups filing suit in federal court last week, says Thunder Basin is one of the last remaining landscapes with a prairie dog complex of at least 10,000 acres, the area required for efforts to bring the black-footed ferret back from the brink of extinction.
The Forest Service shouldn't be poisoning a designated sensitive species that they're supposed to be prioritizing for conservation, and they have a legal obligation to foster the reintroduction of black-footed ferrets because the Thunder Basin is one of the best remaining candidate sites for black-footed ferret reintroduction.
Black-footed ferrets rely exclusively on prairie dogs for food and habitat.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on interesting radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.